This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Almost 10 years ago, Arizona passed a law that let local law enforcement detain anybody they suspected of being in the country illegally. The Supreme Court did eventually strike down most of that law's provisions, Senate Bill 1070 it was called, but the court did let one part of it stand, the part that requires police officers check the immigration status of anybody detained or arrested. The net effect was that some undocumented immigrants went further underground, others just left. From KJZZ's Mexico City Bureau, Jorge Valencia has the story of one who did leave.
Here on this office building rooftop near downtown Mexico City, there are two guys playing ping pong. It's sunny and hot.
Is it as hot as it would get in Phoenix?
No, not at all. Not at all.
This is Jessica Gonzalez, who's up here taking her lunch break. Her voice is a little raspy today.
I spent the weekend a little bit sick.
Gonzalez immigrated to the U.S. and spent most of her teenage years with family in Phoenix. When she first got to high school there, she didn't speak English.
What I used to do, I used to look at everybody else. Like the teacher was talking, I used to look at other people to see what they were doing. And I started to do the same thing because I wasn't sure what they were talking about.
Gonzalez says she eventually got good grades and graduated in 2010. She wanted to go to college to study genetics, but she didn't have legal status to study or work in the U.S.
I remember there was like this big movement in Phoenix going on where they wanted to do like some law that I don't remember the name.
She's referring to Arizona Senate Bill 1070. When it became law in 2010, immigrant advocates said it encouraged racial profiling. Around that time, Gonzalez says she was riding a city bus when it passed a group of protesters. She says they started pushing and rocking the bus.
And they were screaming and yelling things at me, you know, like, alien and go back to your country, stop stealing jobs from people, things like that.
Soon after, Gonzalez left her father and brothers and moved back to where she was born, Mexico City. She applied to college here, but realized she couldn't afford to be a student because she had a son and needed to earn money. Instead, she got a job at a call center that contracted with large American corporations. She says the callers were often unhappy the person helping them was in Mexico.
And they're like, sometimes later, like, no, stupid Mexican, I don't want to speak to you. I don't want to talk to you. Transfer me to someone in America.
Gonzalez worked at call centers for 7 years. She wanted to go to college the whole time, but she couldn't afford it because she was earning less than $3 an hour. She even lived in a house that she shared with other families. And then last year, she heard about a coding school for migrants that would loan her the tuition and a stipend until she got a job. Bruno Torres is one of the mentors at what is called Hola Code.
We're a 5-month intensive coding boot camp for returnees and deportees from the United States.
Gonzalez, who now has 3 children, says she didn't even own a computer, but she knew this would be a path upward.
I didn't know what software engineer was either. I didn't have any idea that that existed.
Some 50 people have graduated since Hola Code opened over a year ago. About 30 are enrolled right now. By the way, back in Phoenix, where Gonzalez grew up, recruiters in the tech sector are struggling to fill vacancies. One of her teachers there, Jane McNamara, says she wishes Gonzalez could have stayed.
I think that it's to all of our benefit to have young people like Jessica in our community working, raising families, and helping us benefit from what's best about both countries.
So would Gonzalez consider going back to live in the U.S.?
Not anymore. I would like to visit my family for sure. I totally miss them a lot. But I don't want to be undocumented anymore, anywhere.
Gonzalez now works at a Mexican financial services startup, and she finally makes enough money to live with her children in their own apartment. In Mexico City, I'm Jorge Valencia for Marketplace.